This is how we brew it.
On 95BFM Breakfast, thanks to 8:30 Coffee Roasters.
Yes, it's that time. Morena, Christian.
Ha te marie.
Kei te pehi a koe.
So good.
Oh, karawe.
How are you?
I'm real good. I'm excited to get into the world of filter coffee. It's not something I do very often at home, but I would like to be one of those girlies with the like Chemex sort of doing my thing, you know, a little ritual.
Mm.
And I feel like it's a whole world that I'm ready to get into.
Yeah, it's a good little treat for just, for me it's a Saturday, Sunday type of one. You've got a little bit more time to kind of take a little bit of time to brew your coffee up in the morning.
Yeah.
It doesn't actually take that much more time than, you know, like an espresso or, you know, if you're a stovetop like me at home. It doesn't take that much more time. It just feels like a lot more prep and a lot more admin.
Yeah.
But
admin heavy brew.
Yeah.
I see.
Yes. Well, slightly more admin, but no, it's a good little treat.
Big and payoff.
Big, yeah, yeah. It's the do the mahi, get the treats at the end of the day. So, yeah, no, it's a good one. And the coffee that I brought up today, I'm going to give this one a shake live on air, a bit better than last week.
Okay.
Oh, awesome.
There
you
we go.
At home.
Amazing.
You've been practicing on what?
I've had memories all week of that Tuesday. Just give that bag a shake, will you?
Millie traumatized.
Is it when you're lying in bed, like trying to go to sleep? You're remember that time I tried to shake the bag?
3:30 in the morning, I'm just like.
Well, this one shakes.
It's the Colombian Popayan, our sort of like our staple, I would call it, our sort of Old Faithful. It's we've got a really good relationship with the grower, so it's just sort of one that's always on for us as a single origin and a filter coffee for 8:30. So it's a beauty.
Yeah, yummy tasting notes too. Cacao, caramel and citrus. I like that.
Why we keep it around.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, what have you got tips wise for us for perfecting our filter brew so we don't embarrass ourselves when we invite our friends around for fancy coffee?
That's really important. No, you don't want to do that.
What I'm thinking of when I want to make a filter coffee.
Yeah. So I guess probably I've got a list again because radio, we love lists, right?
Yeah, we do like a list.
We love a list. So the top five, but really what we're talking about is kind of if you're brewing at home on a V60 or a Clever Dripper or, as you said before, a Chemex.
Yeah.
That's kind of like, it's basically a cone-shaped thing with kind of filter in it, and then you put ground-up coffee in it and then water in, and then it extracts through into the, normally it's like a kind of a, I don't know, like a jar type situation or kind of a jug sort of thing.
Yeah.
So just so everyone knows what we're talking about. but the first one's kind of pretty simple, but it's just kind of the right coffee to water ratio. So we've got a recipe on our website. So when you buy any bag of filter coffee from 8:30 online, scroll down to the bottom and there's a pretty tried and tested recipe on there. So we suggest 250 mils of water for about 15 grams of coffee. That's obviously ground up coffee. And that's probably the next sort of tip is grinding to the right size. So either when you buy from us, it can either grind that up for you. So there's a little drop down that says grind it up for filter or filter machine. So that's like a Mocha Master or what have you. So that's probably one of the more important ones because how fast or slow the water goes through the coffee is sort of those flavors and tastes that you'll get. Making sure that it's the right size. If you've got a grinder at home, you can kind of tinker around with the different sort of how coarse it is. That's probably one of the more important tips. What else have I got here? One really big one is rinsing the filter paper before you start.
Yes, I've heard about this.
Yes.
Yeah. So give it the old, if you've got a boiling jug or something like that kind of with you. But yeah, just using the water to kind of just rinse it before you start and then just run it through and then tip that water out. And that just sort of gets rid of that papery sort of, just kind of, I guess, helps the extraction as well. So really important. Charlie's top favourite tip for filter coffee.
We've got Charlie in the studio.
Yeah, hi,
well.
Charlie.
Hi, Charlie.
his most important one is blooming the coffee.
Yes. Okay. This is the thing. When we made cold brew, I always thought that you had to bloom the coffee before you do cold brew as well. Should you do it for cold brew as well, Charlie, or is it just filter that it's important?
Not as important.
Not as important for cold brew. Okay, yeah. Okay. But filter important to bloom the coffee.
Very important.
So just wet it a little bit sort of thing, right?
Yeah, yeah. So that's kind of, you just start with the boiling water, go around and then basically sort of let it do its thing for about 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And then normally what you do is just give it a little bit of a mix up and then start going again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I think a general rule of thumb is about sort of 100 mils per sort of like every minute or so, sort of on your way like through your brew.
Yeah.
But yeah, your sort of general time is sort of about 3-ish minutes to from start to finish for brew.
Yeah.
Brewing. So yeah, you can get these fancy scales that sort of do like a timer, and then also do a weight of your jug thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we have those at the roastery. They're a bit of a luxury, but they do help.
You can also get really fancy kettles that have like a lovely narrow spout, so you can get a nice circular motion is sort of how you're supposed to pour, right? Mm,
yeah, and quite like close to, you want to get in as close to the coffee as you can.
Okay.
So you don't create like little rivers and channels that go through. So if
you're nice
and close.
This goes deep.
Oh yeah.
I love it.
Just been getting progressively more concerned over here.
Millie's very quiet because it's stressing her out how many instructions there are.
Yeah.
But this is definitely my bag, like nerdy, lots of instructions.
I'm a tactile learner. Yeah. I think I just need to do it.
Do it, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think I will.
It sounds like, as with most brewing methods, there's a little bit of trial and error and figuring out your best sort of system.
Yeah, it's kind of like anything in coffee. It's kind of that balance between being an art and a science.
Beautifully put. That was profound.
Oh.
some Monday morning motivation for you. But yeah, it really is balance between art and science. You can read all the instructions and what have you, but I mean, kind of in my time at 8:30, I've just really taught myself how to do things. I had tips from lots of people and things like that, or do this, or do this, or try that, try this. But you kind of just end up with your own sort of recipe. And then normally it's there or thereabouts within sort of a window of each other. So yeah, that's the biggest thing is, yeah, just make sure you're using some high quality coffee, cough 8:30. But
subtle.
Just have radio. But yeah, just mix around with your own recipe and you'll normally have a happy time.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, beautiful. Well, and people can get from your website, obviously, this beautiful coffee that we're talking about, but also filter papers and brewing gear
stuff.
And all of that. Sort of one-stop shop for if you're wanting to get into the world of filter coffee.
Yeah.
Very good. We're going to crack on with some Colombian music, but if you want to win a bag of Colombia Popayan filter beans, so you can get started on your filter coffee journey, tuku pātui mai, rima tori iwarima, 5395, send us a text with your name, your B card number, and 830. 830 is one word with one T in the middle. We're going to draw a winner at the end of the week. If you just can't wait to get your grubby little mitts on some 8:30 coffee, head over to their website, 830.com, and use the code 95BFM to get 10% off your order of beans.
Woo!
Wonderful. Thank you, Christian.
Thank you, Christian.
Thank you.
And thank you, Charlie.
Yeah, thanks, Charlie.
Who are we, the Stones?
Awesome. We're going to listen to some Colombian music, and I thought everyone's probably expecting me to play some cumbia, and I think no. We're going to play ambient instead.
Yes, it's enrichment time.
It's enrichment time. This is Matt Emin with Estonque. I hope that's how you say it. From his album Baldios, which came out last year. Thank you.
that was
This Is How We Brew It
on 95BFM Breakfast, thanks to 830 Coffee Roasters.